Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I love how Kenny just slandered the favorite. That was great.
Fake news.
Fake news. Jake Tapper. All right. So, David, we do this every year. I know the Derby is Saturday. Tomorrow's Oaks Friday. I'm not here. But look, we do our Derby draft. Now, the cost of admission, we're raising the stakes. I want you people to take this seriously. Whoever wins this gets free lunch for a week.
Really?
Free lunch for a week, and the other four guys got to pay the freight.
Okay.
And the reason this is fair, you're drafting. And it's the Derby, and I happen to think it's a wide-open Derby. So away we go.
Yeah, a bunch of 30-to-1s.
You hate to see it.
I just got
to
pick the winner, right? It's just that easy? And that's what gets me lunch?
Or I was about to say, is it the winner or is it the...
I think we did it last year where order of, like, the higher they finish, the more points you get on an inverse basis. So if you win, you get 20. If you finish last, you get 1.
Okay.
And it's on the inverse.
Gotcha.
So your cumulative score over the four horses you select.
So if you got horse 2, 3, 4, and 5,
you're going to win.
Chances are you won.
Yes. David, what's the order of this stupidity?
Well, Kenny and I went through the order.
Oh, what is this? The Patrick Ewing frozen envelope?
Not at all. But Kenny is number 1. I am number 2. Evan is number 3. Mike is number 4. And Rico, you are last.
I mean, do you believe this? Do you believe this?
I'm out.
This was before the lunch thing happened, by the way.
It was just out of the hat. That's all it was.
Okay. Yeah, okay, where no one got to see it, David Stern. Okay. All right, let's get into it.
How cold was the envelope, Kenny?
So originally I was going to do this based on funny names, but lunch for a week changes my philosophy a little bit.
You're a big sandwich guy.
So I'd like to politely disagree with Donald Trump about journalism. I'm just going chalk. Give me the favorite.
Listen, quality horse will sit off the pace. There's nothing
great
wrong
horse.
With it.
What a horse.
What a horse.
Wait, who'd you take?
He took journalism off the board. Over to David Hull.
All right, then. Well,
cheating,
I will go.
Scumbag.
Yeah, that does change everything when you change the... So I'm going to go sovereignty.
Ugh. I hate this horse, but that's fine. He'll probably beat me. All right, number 3, Evan Jenkins.
Oh, that is me. I like to have fun, so what screams fun to me? That's Tiztastic. Give me Tiztastic.
Probably shouldn't have cut the Derby podcast with you earlier, telling you I had a future on this horse, you rat bastard. All right, I'll go with the 9, Burnham Square. Bred to run forever, off pace. Burnham Square, 12-1. Rico Beard, the double dip.
All right, I will go with Sandman and Rodriguez.
Sandman gets the right trip, Rico. You're going to be okay. Now, he's going to have a lot of ground to make up, but he comes with a wicked move. And he's a gray, genetically faster.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, I hate this draft order. This is terrible. Give me.
You hate to see it.
Hate to see it. Can I select? I'm going to select a horse, and if he doesn't draw in, I get zero. But I want Baeza, the 21. By 9 a.m. tomorrow, I think he'll draw into the body of the race, and if he draws in, he's my pick to win the race. 12-1. Give me Baeza.
I'll just put it down. 21 is Mike.
All right. Well, there was an award-winning movie that came out years ago called Evan Almighty, so I got to stay with that theme and go with the one, the only, Owen Almighty.
We've really bottomed out, haven't we?
I like how Evan picks horses.
Yep. It's tremendous.
I like Grande and Sid. Oh, it's you?
Please.
I'm sorry.
It is me.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I mean, you two rigged. I mean, you two did the
How
drawing.
Could I rig it? It's impossible.
Oh, we supervised it. Who's pick one and two? Me and Kenny.
So I am looking here to the history of who's been in the money. So I'm going to go with the 10 post there with Grande.
Damn it. He just took Kenny's horse.
I got foisted. Give me Citizen Bull and Luxor Cafe. Luxor Cafe.
It's Luxor.
Whatever.
Citizen Bull is the fastest horse in the race. The problem, there's a ton of speed in this year's Derby. He's on the rail. Kenny's going to take pressure from the minute of go. The seven's interesting because unlike last year with Forever Young and the year prior with Dermis Odagake, you had form on those Japanese horses. They had run against American horses in the Middle East. Luxor Cafe, none of that. Total enigma, total mystery. Could be a star, could steal the whole thing, could be atrocious.
You do know how I feel about Mystery Box.
Well, you just drafted it. Congratulations.
Yeah, or it could be a horse.
Is this back to me?
Back to me.
Why do I feel like we're getting screwed?
So,
oh, David, it's your turn again now. Wow, how does that work?
Based on the stats here with win percentage in history, I'm going to go with the 5 post here, American Promise.
God, it was Kenny's favorite horse in the POTUS promos.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, now over to...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Evan.
Well, if journalism is going to win, you got to think that his publisher is going to come in second.
Come on.
Give me publisher.
You are taking horses we discussed on the podcast. This is a rat move by you. He's fascinating. He's 0-7, but he qualified. He keeps getting better. He's an absolute bomb, and he's going to come running late. Who knows? Maybe the whole thing falls apart. All right, I got to be careful here, Rico, because Evan's taking every horse we talked about.
I'm flying blind.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. You know what? Give me East Avenue. East Avenue is not a bad horse. Some of the luster is off because he was supposed to win his last prep race and didn't. Give me East Avenue at 20-1. I don't love it, but I'll take it.
All right. We're now at the 30-1 horses. You know what? Give me the Flying Mohawk.
You can have it. Okay. This horse does not belong in this. You know who owns it, though?
Who? This Jason, is Glue Factory?
No, Jason Wirth is a part owner in it.
Okay.
The former Philly. Well, he's in the show you refuse to watch, Race for the Crown.
You know what? I feel you're being very judgmental, so you're rendering judgment.
Yes. And if Render Judgment wins this race, I quit horse racing. Okay.
So I just basically picked Glue Factory and Elmer's.
Yeah, please don't say things like that. That's horrible. Is this me? Is this my last selection?
Yes.
All right. Rodriguez is gone. All right. Give me I love the way this horse ran in the Florida Derby, and he finished second or third, but I thought he ran massive. Probably is not going to be able to get away with on the lead here. Give me Neoquos, the Safi Joseph horse.
Oh, Neoquos.
I know you did a promo about this horse. I'll leave that to you. Give me Neoquos, the two horse. He's probably dead on arrival.
All right, I think it's back to me. And since this horse is going to be flying so fast, you'll think you'll be watching a car race. Give me Admire Daytona.
Another Japanese horse nobody knows anything about. 30-1, could be 300-1, Evan. I got no clue.
How come they have American names?
I don't know.
How come there's three left, not two?
Because Mike went off the board.
I
took Baeza. I'm taking a chance because that's my favorite horse in this damn thing if he draws in.
All right, so I got three to choose from then.
Yes.
And if it makes you feel better, I'm stuck with the last of it. So, you know, don't complain about the draft order.
Poor baby.
I know, it's very bad.
Why are you going again when it's my turn?
Damn it.
You're last.
Wait, so there's four left.
Mm-hmm. So,
quickly.
The math is hard.
I'll go Chunk of Goat.
I believe he is being ridden by Mount Pleasant native, Jareth Loveberry.
I'm going Cold Battle and Final Gambit.
Cold Battle's got a great story if you look it up.
Wait, how'd you get two horses?
Because they cheated. That's how this works.
You gotta pick one.
No, you only get one.
You're right.
Yeah. You like how he just, you know, hey, here, it's like the old lady who leaves the candy bowl out at Halloween. Please take one. Kenny pours the whole thing in his bag.
Hey, Connor Stallions.
Cold Gambit. He just combined horses. You may need to combine them.
They're going to go Cold Battle?
That's the one.
Okay.
Cold Battle's a great story. I don't have time to tell it to you.
I'm glad because the two horses I picked, and this horse is dead.
Listen, lunch for a week to the winner.
Apparently, I'm going to be paying this.
No,
slandered my last two horses.
I got screwed. I ended up taking a horse that may not draw into the race. Evan just walked out. He's had enough. That's the Derby draft.
Render Judgment. He's dead.
Consider it rendered. 97-1.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.